This report covers a broad range of dimensions from demographics and labour market trends, living standards, economic structures and overall well-being. It's really a high-level comparison of the economies of Ireland and Northern Ireland. So in terms of living standards, we find widening gaps in all commonly used measures of living standards, and these gaps tend to favour Ireland. So, for example, household disposable income is around 18% higher in Ireland than in Northern Ireland, and this gap has been widening over time. In terms of wages, hourly earnings are around 36% higher in Ireland than in Northern Ireland. And in any of these metrics, we are adjusting for, you know, different price levels and the exchange rate and so on. So what we're trying to do is to provide a contemporary overview of Ireland and Northern Ireland in recent years. But by examining some of these changes over time, we can kind of assess how these relativities have evolved. And we're finding there's some evidence that we're actually diverging north and south in terms of living standards.
So when you say an 18% gap, you mean 18% in terms of purchasing power, not just in terms of disposable income?
Yeah, so essentially the 18% gap in disposable income, it's in your after-tax money in your back pocket purchasing power money available for people to spend. We are, like as I said, we are adjusting for prices and exchange rates. If we didn't adjust for prices and exchange rates, that gap in disposable income would be even higher.
The difference in tax is an interesting one, because the rate in the north is 2,980 compared to 6,725 in the Republic. I mean, that is a substantial difference.
It is a difference. So on a per capita basis, residents in Northern Ireland pay significantly lower personal income tax than those in Ireland. And this disparity here is due to the fact that we've higher average incomes in Ireland. And we also have a more progressive tax system in Ireland relative to Northern Ireland, which results in a higher income tax payment south of the border.
And of course, in the north as well, householders will regularly face annual rates bills in excess of £1,000 sterling.
Sure, yes. So overall, taxes collected in Ireland across all tax heads are around €7,000 per annum per person higher in Ireland than in Northern Ireland. So there will be differences in some indirect taxes as well. The other big difference would be that corporation tax receipts in Ireland are kind of five times higher than those in Northern Ireland on a per capita basis. Again, reflecting the dominance of multinationals in Ireland.
Are you surprised at the level of the gap in disposable income between North and South?
The work that we're producing today is you know, using data from the OECD and NISRA and the CSO and so on. But one of my co-authors in the report, Seamus McGuinness, and I did a similar piece of work a few years ago for the Royal Irish Academy. And then we found that household disposable income, there was this gap north and south favouring the south. So it wasn't surprising to us. Well, I think what was surprising was the gap has been widening over time. I think when we looked at this a number of years ago, the gap was sort of 12-13%, and now it's gone up to 18%. So that was surprising. But I think as well, it just shows you that, you know, perceptions aren't always right, and that once you adjust for things like exchange rates and prices, you know, we're trying to make this as comparable as possible. So that finding is that household disposable income, adjusting for household size, price differences and so on, is 18% higher in Ireland than in Northern Ireland.